All right. Good morning. This is Jennifer, and this is the Dwelling Witchly Bible Study. This Bible study is designed for us to have community in Christ as we draw near to the throne of grace, which is what we've been studying in Hebrews, isn't it? So that we can better serve God and understand what it looks like, really how to live, to love the Lord our God with our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and our neighbor as ourselves, the greatest commandment. If you take care of that, then you obey all the law, right? We just learned that last night in our Bible study as well. If you haven't had a chance to listen to the chapter 9 wrap-up talk, I gave that last night, and I'll be giving it again this morning live at La Mirada Church. But it's already posted. You can go to the podcast at Dwelling Richly. You can listen to that on iTunes or the Podbean app or Pocket Cast app, any app that does, what do they call, podcasts. Or just go on your browser and go to dwellingrichly.podbean.com and you will see it with a funny looking title. You can tell me what you think about that. If you listen to the talk, you'll get it because the title ties into a comment that I made in the talk. But anyway, we are here to get jumping into chapter 10. If it's just the first time that you are joining this Bible study, welcome. I'm so glad that you're here. We have a good time. We are in chapter 10 of Hebrews. There are 13 chapters altogether, so we are well past the halfway point here. But this is really a great time to jump in because every chapter we kind of cycle back and do a little bit of review so you understand where we've been. But you can just jump right in. So don't feel like, oh, I didn't start at the beginning, so I can't do it. You can do it. Just join us. And we're in chapter 10, and it's a great place to begin. Because 11, 12, and 13 are coming, and those are amazing chapters as well. And then, of course, all of the lessons have been posted for you, so you can download every page of the study since chapter 1, and you can listen and watch to every single lesson that we've gone through. They're already up and available for you to connect with online, and you can find those on our YouTube, which is youtube.com/C/C, and then / my name, Jennifer Richmond, youtube.com/C/ Jennifer Richmond, or just go YouTube and then in the search bar, search Dwelling Richly Bible Study or Jennifer Richmond or La Mirada Church. I've tagged them all, so it should come up. So today we're going to be getting into chapter 10. Let's go ahead and open with a word of prayer, and then we'll jump into doing our lesson together. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you and thank you so much for the chance that we'll have to be in your word again today. There's a lot for us to think and learn through this chapter. So right here at the beginning, we want to say that we give our heart and our mind to you and ask that you would help us as we study and understand. Give us wisdom and give us self-discipline also. It's one thing to start right off and get going the first day, but it's another thing to have that endurance to really be steadfast and not let things get in our way. And our schedules are going to be busy in the next couple of weeks. So help us to protect our schedule, really make a priority of being in your word together and make this something that every day we come and set aside that time. Bless us for that steadfastness as you have promised in your word, as we bless you and glorify you in our life. So thank you once again for our time together in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's do this. Let's move over. Let me get the screen share button up. It's always funny to see like myself and then myself again, double time right there. Good morning, Debbie. Hello, Leanne. I'm glad you guys are here. Go ahead and say, leave a comment, check in. Isn't that funny? I can see that and I can see that. It's weird. Oh, and then there's like three of them. That's really weird. I'm going to stop tripping out about that. Is there going to be four in just a second? There will be four. All right, enough of that. I'll go over to here now. All right, again, like I said, you can go right here to lamiradachurch.com, click the ministries button, see where it says women's ministry, just slide over there to where it says Bible study. If you click that, it will open right to our women's ministry Bible study page, and all you got to do is scroll down, and you will see all the different lesson covers, and here's lesson 10. So I've already got that called up, so I don't need that again called up, so I'll just do it there. So here we are at lesson 10, and scroll down so you can see the beginning of that, and you're going to notice one big difference from last time. Now, those of you who went online and got the lesson, this didn't happen, but those of you who got the original print copy, Two-thirds of the print copies went out with all of the answers on it. And this week I doubled and triple checked that that did not happen. All right. I gave the lesson last night, so that my talk is already up. If you missed the talk, please go back and listen to that. We really had a good time, and there was some significant material I went over, and a lot of it had to do with this. I went over the significance of the temple pieces, and rather than boring you with too many details about the length and height and width, I get into that a little bit. We really wanted to point out exactly what we learned in chapter 9. That everything in this temple was just a copy or a shadow of what? Well, a shadow can only be there if there's something, you know, standing that the light is being blocked by that casts the shadow, right? And who is that? What is that shadow being made by? It's made by Jesus. So everything in the temple, this tabernacle, pointed to Jesus. And so we took time to go over that together. So listen to the talk. I think you'll be really blessed by that. Want you to feel like you're on the same page with this as we move on. So what we also do is I have these, they outline for you. So you, look at that, my little check boxes. Somehow that didn't get in there. Anyway, you go through and just check these off. And today is day one, read and write chapter 10. All right. So that's what we're going to be doing in just a second. We're going to read it and then you'll turn this off and move on and go ahead and write it. It's so neat to see when people come to the Bible study and I see their notebooks and their lessons done and whatnot. But I love the love seeing the pages getting full of all the writing that you've been doing. And what a blessing it's going to be to have all of Hebrews written at the end. I have a surprise for you, by the way, for those of you who come to the final Bible study with all of your lesson written. So if you're behind, get caught up because you're going to I have a really neat surprise for everybody who has their lesson ready to go. All right, speaking of being ready to go, let's go ahead and start. Lesson 10, day one. You can see up here, I've given you a spot to write your verse. We'll do that in just a minute, but read and write Hebrews chapter 10. I wish it said that. Like, really? Oh my gosh. You know what? If I ever, ever, ever did a lesson that didn't have a typo in it, I don't know what would happen. Maybe, do you think the earth would stop spinning? For Pete's sake, craziness. Let me get some water. Hold up. You should write in your suggestions if you're listening to me live right now. Write in your suggestions. What do you think would happen if I actually was able to produce an entire 40-page lesson packet with not one mistake in it? Would secret agents come for me and take me away because they would think I was an alien? Oh, it just keeps me humble. Read and write Hebrews chapter 9. I actually edited that at some point, and it did say 10. And then somehow, I must have not clicked the save button. Okay, let me go ahead and read this and we'll get started. Again, if you don't have this already, it's available online to print. But hopefully you were at Bible study last night and you already have it. Of course, my Tuesday group, you're going to get yours this morning. Here we go. As you read in the introduction, we are reading and writing the entire book of Hebrews over the course of this study. At the end of the lesson packet, I provided several blank pages for you to write the word. Use these or any pages, perhaps a special journal, to write each chapter of Hebrews. At the end of the study, you'll have written the entire book. What a treasure. And a surprise also for those of you who come and have that done. So while you study Hebrews, write any notes, thoughts, questions, even drawings that will help you engage and understand the scripture. Before you read and write, pray that God would open the eyes of your heart to see clearly the wonders of his word and that he would give you wisdom to grasp and apply what you're reading. All right, so today, 1, 2, 3, read Hebrews chapter 10. If you haven't read 1 through 9 yet, be sure to read them. Make connections while you read. Do you find any themes connecting back to previous chapters? Any concepts you need more clarity about? Make a note of keywords and phrases. Don't be shy to take notes in your Bible. This is a great way to retain and understand better. Write Hebrews chapter 10. If you haven't written chapters 1 through 9 yet, set aside time this week. Use a journal or the Write the Word pages provided for you at the end of the lesson. Write and memorize Hebrews 10, 23 to 25. It's a little longer than verses we memorized before, but man, is it all so good. So I provided space at the opening of each lesson for this. It is significantly longer portion, and I just felt like this is such an important group. I couldn't break it up, you know? So that's a failing. Somebody asked me, what do you think your weakness is? My weakness is I can't give people too little to read. I always want to do the whole counsel of scriptures. So anyway, that's my weakness. I have to give you all of the verses to memorize. I'll tell you right now, when I was a full-time school teacher, and some of you had kids in my class, some of you who are listening right now, I had kids, students memorizing 4, 5, 6 verses in a week. In a week, we'd do that. Now, mind you, granted, we have 10-year-olds doing this, and they don't have mortgage payments and taxes and spouses and all sorts of things rattling in their brain, keeping their brain space occupied. They're just 10. They have, you know, soccer practice that they get to go and play and fall asleep on the way home and then go to eat pizza that somebody else pays for them. So they don't have a lot of brain space being occupied, so they can fit maybe more Bible verses in. But all that to say, teaching little munchkins, I was able to get them to memorize 2, 3, 4, 5 verses a week. And I'm asking you to memorize, 23, 24, 25, 3 verses in 2 weeks. Can you do it? Yes, you can. Can I do it? I hope I can. I know I need to do it too. Okay. So why not take a picture of your writing today and share it? Text it to a friend, send it to me. My number is 562-755-4964. I would love to get that. If I receive it and your face isn't on it, don't be surprised if you see it on social media. If you don't want it on social media, you have to tell me. Otherwise, I like posting it and sharing it. Post it on Facebook or Instagram and tag at LMCC Women. And don't forget to use these hashtags, Radiant Bible Study and LMCC Women and Dwelling Richly. Those are our hashtags for this Bible study. So our verse is, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. For he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another all the more as you see the day drawing near. So it is 3 verses, but it's not that long, right? You can totally do this. All right. So before I read to you, I do want to introduce to you our Create and Share. Now, normally we do the Create and Share at the very end, but I wanted us to start on the Create and Share and do it through the study. So here's the introduction. Design a memory verse bookmark to keep or share for this lesson's verses and our Create and Share project. Turn to page 39 to find the Create and Share project. It's just at the end of the packet. You'll find patterns for you to use to help you memorize your Bible verses for this session. Also, this can be used for your Create and Share project. You can find 4 blank bookmark patterns. Take the time during your studies over the next couple of weeks to handwrite and design a bookmark with verses you want to remember and share. Take a photo of your creations and share and tag them on Instagram or Facebook, and there are our verses again. Okay, so let's go ahead and read through chapter 10 and go to my trusty Bible Gateway here. And this will open up. Oh, I have it set to the NIV. I want to change that to the ESV. And let me get that going here. ESV. Hit search again. All right. Great resource here. What an amazing gift that we have that anyone can access the Word of God online. That means we need to help make sure everyone has access to online, right? Because it's so wonderful to be able to, I love having, here's my Bible. It sits over here on this stand. Can you see that? I got this awesome stand I use. That's a great stand, right? I got my Bible. That's awesome. But anywhere I go, I can have my phone has the Bible on it, and I can have any version of the Bible. It's pretty awesome. All right, let me go ahead and read this, and then we'll wrap up. As our read through, then you'll go right through your chapter. For since the law has but a shadow of the good things to come instead of the true form of these realities, it can never, by the same sacrifices that are continually offered every year, make perfect those who draw near. Otherwise, would they not have ceased to be offered, since the worshippers, having once been cleansed, would no longer have any consciousness of sin? But in these sacrifices, there is a reminder of sin every year. for it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sin. Consequently, when Christ came into the world, he said, sacrifices and offerings you have not desired, but a body you have prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sin offerings you have taken no pleasure. Then I said, behold, I have come to do your will, O God, as it is written of me in the scroll of the book. When he said above, you have neither desired nor taken pleasure in sacrifices and burnt offerings and sin offerings, these are offered according to the law. Then he added, behold, I have come to do your will. He does away with the first in order to establish the second. And by that we will have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. And every priest stands at his service, offering repeatedly the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But when Christ had offered for all time a single sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God, waiting from that time until his enemies could be made a footstool for his feet. For by a single offering he has perfected for all time those who are being sanctified. And the Holy Spirit also bears witness to us, for after saying, this is the covenant that I will make with them, after these days, declares the Lord, I will put my laws into their hearts, on their hearts, and write them on their minds. Then he adds, I will remember their sins and their lawless deeds no more. Where there is forgiveness of these, there is no longer an offering for sin. Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain that is through his flesh, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, all the more as you see the day drawing near. For if we go on sinning deliberately after receiving the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins, but a fearful expectation of judgment and a fury of fire that will consume the adversaries. Anyone who has set aside the law of Moses dies without mercy on the evidence of two or three witnesses. How much worse punishment do you think will be deserved by the one who has trampled underfoot the Son of God and has profaned the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified and has outraged the Spirit of grace? For we know him who said, vengeance is mine, I will repay. And again, the Lord will judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. But recall the former days when, after you were enlightened, you endured a hard struggle with suffering, sometimes being publicly exposed to reproach and affliction, and sometimes being partners with those so treated. For you had compassion on those in prison, and you joyfully accepted the plundering of your property, since you knew that you yourselves had a better possession and an abiding one. Therefore do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward, for you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what is promised. For yet a little while, and the coming one will come and not delay, but my righteous one shall live by faith. And if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but of those who have faith and persevere and preserve their souls. Wow. You know, rereading that with you right now, I'm reminded that even as I was trying to decide which would be our focus verse to memorize, honestly, there's so much in that passage. Didn't you hear other verses and think, wow, I want to commit that to memory, or that one really hits home and makes sense to me. And then don't forget, as you're going through and writing the chapter next, which is the next thing you'll do, go through and not just write it, but think through it and maybe ask questions as you're studying and are writing, I mean. And so that when we get into our study tomorrow, I'm wondering if some of the questions that you're asking are things that we're going to push into and dig into throughout the study, and you'll find maybe some answers and some help in understanding that. I know for me, you know, I've already written the study for chapter 10 for you, but even just reading through it right now, I know, gosh, I didn't really, you know, we didn't really get into this aspect or that or this verse or that verse. There's just not enough time, obviously. You know, as it is, we're doing quite a bit, taking 2 weeks per chapter. Most Bible studies I know take a day per chapter, or maybe 1 week per chapter. And the fact that we get 2 weeks, I think, is a tremendous advantage because we really get to dig deep. This is a great study for that. So I hope you're enjoying the study. I hope you'll share it with other people and encourage others what a difference it makes to actually be in the type of Bible study that really actually studies the Word. And I know some of us have been to those Bible studies before, but it's really just a book about the Bible that somebody wrote and shares their life stories. So I kind of wish they would just call that, like, this is our book club. It's a Christian book club, but it's a book club. It's not really a Bible study. And so I'm hoping that you're getting my heart through this study that I want to honor God's word. I want to truly be a student of the word and understand it. But I don't want to just study it. I want to love God's word. I want to meditate on God's word. I want to delight in God's word. These are the things that we see throughout scripture that we're asked to do. Delight in the word, meditate on the word. We actually don't really see the word, like study the word. We see study and show yourself approved. And so of course that's what we need to do, and we need to rightly divide the word of truth. We need to really be accurate about it. So hopefully as we're doing this study, that's something that's touching your heart and your mind as well, and that you're getting better at reading and writing and understanding the word as you go. So share the study, let other people know that you're enjoying it and you're learning a lot. I hope you are, all of the above. And I look forward to seeing some of you in just a few minutes over at Bible Study Live and at our church in La Mirada. And others of you, I'll see back here online tomorrow. So God bless you. Know that you are loved and prayed for. And until we meet again, I'll be thinking of you and praying for you as you do your study. God bless. Bye-bye for now.